He leaned in slowly. The beeping noise accelerated wildly before his lips even touched me. But when they did, though with the most gentle of pressure, the beeping stopped altogether. He pulled back abruptly, his anxious expression turning to relief as the monitor reported the restarting of my heart. "It seems that I'm going to have to be even more careful with you than usual," he frowned. "I was not finished kissing you," I complained. "Don't make me come over there." He grinned and bent to press his lips lightly to mine. The monitor went wild. But then his lips were taut. He pulled away. "I think I hear your mother," he said, grinning again. "Don't leave me," I cried, an irrational surge of panic flooding through me. I couldn't let him go. He might disappear from me again. He read the terror in my eyes for a short second. "I won't," he promised solemnly, and then he smiled. "I'll take a nap." He moved from the hard plastic chair by my side to the turquoise faux leather recliner at the foot of my bed, leaning it all the way back and closing his eyes. He was perfectly still. "Don't forget to breathe," I whispered sarcastically. He took a deep breath, his eyes still closed. I could hear my mother now. She was talking to someone, maybe a nurse, and she sounded tired and upset. I wanted to jump out of the bed and run to her, to calm her, promise that everything was fine. But I wasn't in any sort of shape for jumping, so I waited impatiently. The door opened a crack and she peeked through.